Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jack Mitchell over at Dare County Way. Good morning to you, Jack.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. It's going to be a great day. A hot one, but hey, it's summer in Iowa, and I think almost perfect for a tractor ride if you've got a little umbrella or something.
Yeah.
You better have one of those in the next couple of days.
Yeah, this is our third annual tractor ride that we're having on 4th of July morning. And 3 years ago, we had our first ride, and we took off, and it was kind of misting and raining at 8 o'clock. And we got to Fontanelle, and all of us had to come back like drowned rats.
Oh, no.
And it rained all day, and I think we got like 3 inches of rain on that day. So.
Well, that's not in the forecast this year. I think you're going to have your sun lotion, or like to say, have some shade. Now,
yes.
Jack, one of the things that's kind of neat here, I think, is, of course, you get to ride your tractor, you get to enjoy your tractor, but then you have several opportunities to show off your tractor to all folks who'd like to come and see that. So let's kind of go through your schedule for the day.
Okay, we're taking off at... we're meeting at 7 o'clock, and we're having breakfast pizza and orange juice and donuts. And at
Is that? Where are you meeting?
That'd be at the museum on the west edge of Greenfield.
Okay.
And then we're going on to we're leaving at 8 o'clock and going down Highway 25 to Orient, and then we're going west about 5 or 6 miles to Bob Quack's farm, and he has. Him and his sons have some old John Deere pulling tractors, and we'll stop there for a break and look at his tractors, and then we'll go on into Fontanelle, which is about 6 miles, mm-hmm. 7 miles on north, and join the 4th of July parade.
See, I think that's such a great plan, Jack, that you get to be out there on the road and you get to enjoy some other things, but then you get to be in the parade.
Yeah. Well, last year we... took off, and we went up to the Rock, north of Greenfield, up to Casey.
Oh, yes.
And then we joined the Casey Centennial Parade up there at 11 o'clock, and then on over to Adair for lunch. So that was a fun day that
yeah.
day, too.
So it was so much fun. You're going to do that again. But this time it will be in Fontanelle, and that parade starts at about 11 o'clock.
Yes.
Yes. So then, after the parade, you still get to show off a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to leave our tractors. Whoever wants to... stay around for a little bit. They've blocked off a space, so someone wants to look at the tractors and meet their families or whatever happen might be afterwards.
We're visiting with Jack Mitchell, and he's the treasurer for the Adair County Historical Society Museum. And Jack, let's talk a little bit first about you and your tractor. What kind do you have?
Well, the museum has a 1963-1650 Oliver tractor, and the president of the museum will be driving it this year.
Okay.
And it's a tractor that was donated to us about 5 years ago, and we enjoy it.
Do you have a favorite? Do you have to say Oliver's your favorite, or do you have another brand that you think is a favorite of yours?
Well, I was an old International Formal guy, of course. When I was on a farm back in the 50s, and so John Deere and International are probably the favorites, but we like to see all kinds of old tractors, and they come. We have usually about 45, 50
wow.
that show up.
Wow. So there will be all colors and all sizes and all kinds, so you'll
get
to see a great variety of tractors. Let's talk a little bit about the museum and the Historical Society. Describe the museum. What are the kinds of things? Do you have any emphasis in your museum, or what can people see?
Well, the museum was started in 1962, and in 1985, they built a new building in Greenfield and on the west edge of town on 5 acres. And we have a working schoolhouse, all the fourth grade kids from Norway Valley School here in Greenfield come and spend one day at the schoolhouse, and it's an interesting old schoolhouse. We have a depot from Fontanelle that was built in 1910, a train depot, and that's an interesting building. We have a large 50 by 120 machine shed that is full of old horse-drawn equipment and some other farming items in it, which are interesting pieces of equipment. We have a the Wilson House, which Governor Wilson was born in, and it was built in like 1878, and he was governor of governor of Iowa for a while, and then he went on to be a senator in 1938-1942, and it's all furnished like old living back in the 1900s. We have a city barn, and that was about a 20 by 20 building that is had a use for a cow or a horse. And this building was used before there were cars, and you keep your horse in there and your riding equipment and, or your buggy when you went riding around someplace.
And this is called a heritage center, which, as you describe what's there, this is not going to a museum building. This is visiting a lot of those things that you've just listed.
Yes, it's a lot of history. There's over 10,000 items at the museum. We know who donated the items, when they were donated, and what they are. Mm-hmm. And in the 60 by 120 main museum, we have a meeting room, a kitchen that we rent out for family reunions and one thing and another. And then the other half of the building is full of old items that people have donated from Adair County. Mm-hmm. And there's just tons of items in there. We have one of the largest military displays of uniforms, veterans, pictures and books and items there. And we're open from May through October, 12 to 4, for Tuesday through Friday for your personal tours if you want to come. And we have directors that and volunteers that run the museum.
I'm guessing if you have somebody come, family members, et cetera, outside of that time, I'm guessing you would probably set up a special visit there, too.
Yes, we welcome all hours. We'll work something out.
Okay. What a way to see a variety of things. Seems like to me there'd be something of interest to no matter what your age, man, woman, what child. It seems like there'd be something of interest there for you to see. You know, did you go to a country school?
Yes, ever? I did.
Yeah, me too. And I'm thinking, you know, those kids when they come and visit, they get a feel that it's a little bit different than going to school where most everybody goes now. The other thing that I noticed, I've never heard the term city barn. But, of course, they had to store their horses somewhere, didn't they?
Yeah. Everybody in town had a horse, you know, with a little acreage, a little pasture or something. You know, you had to get around somewhere with your buggy. And we have a country church that is there, the Penn Avenue Church, which came in from about 8 miles southwest of Greenfield. And we have old country weddings in that church, two or three every year.
Okay.
And it was built back in 1893 for $1,225. Can you imagine that?
It probably costs more than that to move it there.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the museum is located on 5 acres here in Greenfield. And
and what edge of Greenfield? You've talked about it's on the edge.
We're on the west edge of Greenfield, just right outside the edge of town.
Okay. Sounds like something that we all should come and visit because there's just so many things there. And I think we should go back now and just review this tractor ride coming up. We did not talk about there is a registration fee for that.
Yeah, there's $10 we charge to cover the meal. There's a lot of things that expenses that we make, brochures and the food and bulletins and things like this. So.
Well, $10, that's a pretty good little fee there. You can get a lot of good fun for your $10. And you don't have to register ahead of time, right?
No, we don't ask. We like to know how many is coming, but we just kind of guess and hope we can
hope you're close. Yes.
Fill everything.
And show up before 8 because you're going to leave right at 8. So you better be there and lined up before 8 o'clock.
Yeah, you better get here for breakfast pizza at 8 o'clock in the morning, or 7 o'clock in the morning,
yeah,
in donuts.
Be there at 7. And, you know, on these days, that's kind of the best time of the morning is
oh,
a
yeah.
little earlier. So.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of gentlemen that get up way earlier than that.
That's true. Well, we want to thank you so much, Jack Mitchell, for visiting with us about the tractor ride and about the Adair County Historical Society Museum and Heritage Center.
Yeah, I keep saying to somebody that's never been there, I say this is Adair County's best-kept secret, because there's many people that have not been to the museum, and I know that, and when people come, they say, oh, man, I didn't know anything was this large here.
Okay.
And I've been by it 100 times.
And never pulled in. Now's the time to do that.
Yep.
Okay, until next time, here's the thought. Stand tall and proud. Remember your roots.